Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get the deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. SEPTA outlined a plan to dramatically hike fares and slash service to deal with a huge budget gap. KYW's Mike Donato reports.
Today, we stand with our feet on the edge of the fiscal cliff.
At a news conference, SEPTA Chief Operating Officer Scott Sauer said the transit agency is proposing two fare increases that would hike the cost of riding SEPTA by 29% on January 1st, raising the base fare from $2 to $2.90.
This is a historically high fare increase for SEPTA, paired with major service cuts, which we expect to announce early next year.
Those across-the-board cuts would eliminate more than a dozen bus routes and result in less frequent service and more crowding. Sauer says SEPTA's budget forecasted stable state transit funding from the legislature, but that didn't happen.
This is the result of not having a long-term funding solution.
The fare hikes would generate $23 million this year and $45 million next year. Philadelphia City Council members showed skepticism about the city's deal with the 76ers for a Center City arena during the first of eight hearings on the proposal. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
Mayor Sherrill Parker called her deal with the Sixers the best sports facility agreement in the city's history, but it's clear some council members want more. A bigger fund to support businesses disrupted by construction, funding to SEPTA for service increases, and perhaps the boldest ask, Councilman Isaiah Thomas wants the owners to move their company into the city.
The Sixers entity is a New Jersey-based company. If we do agree to give them an arena, part of the deal should be that the company itself be headquartered in the city of Philadelphia.
Parker's chief of staff, Tiffany Thurman, suggested Thomas ask the Sixers when they testify, but this first hearing was reserved for the administration. Thurman emphasized no city funding is involved, but the city will get $16 million a year in payments, a $50 million community benefits agreement, tax revenue, and an economic opportunity plan that sets goals for local minority women and handicapped hiring and contracting.
We want to see, we have to see, black and brown businesses thrive. That's why we made sure that we did our homework. And that's how we could say that this is historic and a deal that we're proud of.
The Sixers will testify at the second hearing Wednesday. A man who was arrested last month in connection with the assault and robbery of a 94-year-old woman inside a Germantown pharmacy is now facing charges. KYW's Connor Barkon has more.
20-year-old John He Boyd is accused of pulling the 94-year-old victim to the ground while she waited for her prescription to be filled. The Philadelphia District Attorney's Office says on October 18th, Boyd tried to yank the woman's purse from her inside of the Rite Aid near the intersection of Wayne and West Cheltenham Avenues, but she held onto it. That's when prosecutors say Boyd knocked the victim to the ground and dragged her across the floor, eventually stealing $42 from the purse. Boyd was arrested, as officials say he tried to get away.
Boyd faces several charges, including robbery, simple assault, recklessly endangering another person, and evading arrest. A New Jersey judge has given prosecutors a 30-day extension to seek a formal grand jury indictment against the man accused of killing NHL hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew. Sam Higgins making a brief in-person appearance in court Tuesday morning, the pre-indictment conference only lasting about 2 minutes. Officials say Higgins was drunk on the night of August 29th, when he struck the Gaudreau brothers with his car while they were biking in Salem County. They were pronounced dead at the scene. their deaths coming hours before their sister's wedding. Higgins is already in jail on preliminary charges. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison. Now that we know that Donald Trump is returning to the White House, some are wondering what happens with the next offshore wind industry. Trump has said he would shut it down. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty takes a look at what the future might hold.
It's a time of uncertainty for offshore wind projects. Those opposed to the construction of windmills off the Jersey Shore are celebrating as they think this is the beginning of the end. Robin Schaefer with Protect Our Coast says Trump has several ways to squash these projects, not only in New Jersey, but everywhere else.
Without the subsidies, generous subsidies, these projects go away. Also, without the federal permitting, these projects cannot happen.
New York Congressman Lee Zeldin is being floated as a potential EPA leader. Schaefer says Zeldin has also expressed concerns about offshore wind.
In a statement, New Jersey's Board of Public Utilities says Governor Phil Murphy remains committed to offshore wind to create good-paying jobs and combat climate, and state officials look forward to speaking with the Income Administration about the benefits of the industry. That's the old local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And on your smart speaker, just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.